Yeah. Shut up. I got out of bed 10 minutes ago. I've had more sleep than ever. I'm wide awake.
Dominic Byrne reads the news.
And somebody does the sports.
Joss is taking phone calls and has the mail to sort. Rachel's here producing. There's Dave and Ally too. And Chris Moyles is the host of it, and he is really lovely.
Right, Peter Reed is reading the sports today. We'll meet him in just a second.
The Chris Moyles Show. They're all lovely. National Radio 1.
It's 4 minutes to seven.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. It's the choice of champions.
So do we explain the story now?
I think we have to, don't we?
Yeah, okay. Right, so Carrie's away, our sport girl, so we've got different sport readers in every day. And today we've got Peter Reed, ex-manager of Coventry, and another such great teams. Can't think of any others.
Ex-Everton hero, obviously.
Oh, yeah, he played for them, didn't he? Mm. Anyway, so Peter Reed, he's great. And Reedy, we wanted him on Tuesday, and he said he'd do Tuesday, and then he wanted to go out to Barcelona for the Chelsea game. So, well, all right, so when will he be back? Well, Thursday. So, all right, so well, we can get you a hotel at the airport, so you can fly in Wednesday night, go straight to the hotel, jobs are good and everything's great. Anyway, it's got a long story short. Al had phoned him about 18 times yesterday, can't get hold of him, eventually gets hold of him. Peter Reed goes, oh, yeah, I want to stay in Barcelona. Right, you kind of booked in to do the show, Peter. Yeah, well, you know, sorry about that. All right, okay, bye. And puts the phone down. At 4 o'clock, 3:30 yesterday afternoon, Reedy pulls out the show. And we're gobsmacked. So anyway, so we went to our emergency, in case of emergency, break glass phone number for the Prince of Stoke, who answers the phone with, Reedy pulled out then. Want to stay in Barcelona? I've been sitting by the phone waiting. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Bright, the Prince of Stoke.
Thank you very much.
And Michelle Gale's husband.
Yes, 'tis true.
Oh. She's Mrs. Bright.
Oh, no, you're Mr. Gale. That's what it is. So thank you very much for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
So by the sound of your reaction, you could have predicted this was going to happen. I bet he's going, Reedy goes, I'm going to do Chris Moyles' show on Thursday. He must have gone home and said to Michelle, I'm going to do Moyles' show on Thursday.
Set me alarm.
Oh, it'll be brilliant. So thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
I can't believe it. Honestly, I'm fuming. Absolutely fuming.
We should have guessed already when Garth Crook said, yeah, good luck with Reedy, and then laughed and left the building. We should have seen it coming, really.
Well, here's a weird thing. I don't even know if Reedy was working out there last night or just on a jolly, right? But I know Loro was working there on 5 Live last night.
Yeah.
And he's in tomorrow morning. Yeah. So he won't have, you know, he'll be flying back at some point today.
Loro's a pro.
Yeah, he is.
Stubbs is a pro. Crooks is a pro.
Yeah. And you're a pro.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? There's a word for Peter Reed that begins with P, and it's not pro. Unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, we're really glad we got you, though. We wanted you in the first place, but we didn't think we could get you. So,
stop there.
Thierry Henry was on the phone going, oh, I will do it. We haven't got time for you, Terry.
Yeah, or should we, Thierry?
We've got the Prince of Stoke. Oh, Zutalo. I said, no, Mark Bright. He said, not Zutalo. I said, no, Zutalo can't make it either. He's in Barcelona, we're reading. Anyway, you ready?
Oh, yes.
You've done this before. You'll be easy. You know. You'll be better than Peter. Right. It's not even sunny out there. Do you know what I mean? It's freezing out. Freezing in Barcelona. Right, so that's the story then. The Killers coming up next. We'll play Joss Stone in a second as well. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and the Prince of Stoke. It's 7:03.
There's a severe weather warning for the UK with more snow on the way, and Drogba and Carroll have a night to forget in Europe.
Ethan Allington sealed a 2-1 win over Coventry, and in boxing, Olympic hero Emir Khan looks set to turn pro after pulling out of the Amateur Boxing Association Championships this weekend.
Oxen. Amateur oxen.
Yes, I have many oxes here. I want to do it professionally one day. But at the moment, I am amateur oxer.
And the weather, Eastern England's going to get most of the snow showers later. It's going to be cloudy in many areas. It's now 7 minutes past seven.
Go on, the Prince of Stoke.
Very nice.
I don't know.
Hey, it was good.
Hey. Do better.
Very good. Can Reedy actually read?
What do you think his name's Peter Reed for?
That's true, he's not called Peter Manage. It's, Oh, he's going to get slaughtered this morning. We're only on the air 8 minutes. How is your lovely wife?
Mrs. Bright's good. Very good, yes.
Sweetness.
Yeah, she wrote that for me.
Hadn't met you then.
She knew she was about to meet me.
Well, it must be seriously. You've been married a while now, haven't you?
9 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's doing really well.
It must be great having, you know, such a young wife. You know what I mean? You know, because that must have been an ego boost when you first started dating her. Was she 10 years younger than you? 15 years younger? What, 9?
Oh. No, not 9.
Good Lord.
I look young.
How did you meet?
Lennox Lewis's brother was a friend of Michelle's. They grew up together, and they were out in a bar one night, and I was with Variety and a few other boys.
Right.
And just bumped into each other, and then re-met a few weeks later. And it's a long story, Chris. You're not interested.
Oh, no, yeah, I am interested. I like Michelle Gale.
You know?
No, I think she's got a great voice.
Mm.
Brilliant voice. Yeah, and she's a great actor as well.
Mm.
Yeah. And what a body. But anyway, I won't go into that. Whereas Reed is... No, I won't. I can't hold a note.
Who knows?
Yeah.
She could be a great singer.
Well,
we just don't know, do we?
She's not going to be on this show this morning, I'll tell you that.
So what time did you get to bed last night then, Prince? After the football, around about... Well, Mrs. Bright went out for dinner. See, I should have been going, but I didn't go.
Oh, good lad.
So I was watching the football and wanted to...
Was it dinner with her friends you didn't want to go to anyway?
No.
Okay.
No. And then she came in, forgot her key, rang the bell. Well, phoned me.
What time is that?
Just after 11, I think. Quarter past, something like that.
That's annoying when that happens, isn't it?
Very.
Mm. Do you know, she's always doing that of mine.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, Michelle, where are your keys?
You were saying that the other week, weren't you?
Yeah. You know, I'm just settling down for the night. The phone goes, it's Michelle, I'm outside.
Yeah.
You don't live here anymore. You're married. She goes, yeah, I know. But... What can you do? How's your night, Dominic?
Very nice, thank you. Watched the football and went to bed. It was good.
Yeah. Dave?
Very good. Watched football in the Sky Lounge, yeah. Went to bed. Wife in the lounge. All good.
Rachel?
Good, thank you. I didn't watch the football, but I did watch that The Apprentice.
Oh, with Alan Sugar?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No, I watched a little bit, but...
Oh, I liked it.
Once again, I didn't watch Desperate Housewives last night because I'm still about 4 weeks behind. Now, they're all on tape.
Mm.
Thank you, Sky Plus.
I'll tell you what, doesn't have to use up a lot of memory, though, all those all stacked up. I've got about 5 to watch.
How much memory have you got left?
About 12%.
Have you?
Yeah.
For the last 8 months, I've had... So the last 8 months, I've had about 12%, 10% left. And I've been robbing Peter to pay Paul and, you know, like, deleting things and... Oh,
I love that express.
You know, and all this. And I've been surviving on it. Anyway, finally, I managed to work out a way to... I've got my DVD recorder. So anyway... So
you offload it all,
yeah. So what I did was I did my ego DVD of all the things that we appeared on last year.
Right.
It's mainly me, you're only on 2 things.
Mm.
You're agent, seriously, Dave. Disappointing work. And, so I did all that. I've now 33%.
Have you?
You know, spare memory. It's brilliant. Isn't it great?
It's when you series link things.
That's what does you. You see, the wife's got Fat Friends on Series Link, and she's also got Life Begins on Series Link. These things all clog up my unit.
Hey, I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Okay,
what happens is, right, you can set your Skype, it's like a video, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, other recordable things are available.
Yeah, time-shifting units.
Yeah.
So what happens is you go, I like The Sopranos, but I always forget it's on a Thursday.
Right, okay.
So you go to record it.
Yeah.
You set, you know, to set your video, for want of a better phrase, and then you press your green button, that's your series link.
Right.
So it'll record the whole series for you.
But you could just go, oh, it's Thursday, I'll just record it.
But you forget,
that's right, but you forget.
This is a problem with modern life.
If you're busy like what we is, right? So at any one time, like, you could have loads of things on Sirius Link. So you go away on holiday.
Yeah.
And you've got, you know, two, three weeks of The West Wing, The Sopranos, Celebrity Fit Club. You know, all them to watch. Brilliant.
All the classics, really.
Yeah, last night we Sirius Linked Desperate Housewives, the current one, and also the E4 one, which is next week's one, which you can watch tomorrow if you want.
You can even do the 10-minute previews on...
Can you?
I don't know. I don't know. The Prince of Stoke is nodding. That's why you've only got, like, 10% free on your memory.
Might as well fall on Match of the Day and...
Oh, is it? Full of you? Be honest, look at me now, look me in the eye. How much of you have we got on Sky Plus saved with the blue keep button?
Nothing.
You have, haven't you?
Nothing.
You have. Do you know what I've got on there, right? I was gutted. I had to record some stuff when I was going away, and I had to record it. I was gutted. I had to delete a Leeds United game from the days when we were in the Premiership with Don Matteo scoring. I was gutted. Gutted.
Was Sky Plus out then?
Yeah, it was out. You cheeky guess. I've got Paul Robinson's header for Leeds United against Swindon on Sky Sports News.
Glory days.
Yeah. Got loads of good
Eddie
stuff.
Heights.
Got the advert from the TV show before we started.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I've got Dave's. Don't ask me why. One of the first things I got when I got Sky Plus. I've got Dave's 29th birthday from when we did the afternoon show on tape.
Have you?
Yeah.
Don't think I've ever heard
it's
that.
It's brilliant.
Is it?
Oh yes. No guests. But no. So anyway, I'm going on a little bit, aren't I?
Yeah.
What's that?
Music.
You just opening a bottle of beer. Should we play some music?
I think so.
Here we go then. So Peter Reid is rubbish. Mark Bright is a genius. That's how it's going to go today and forevermore.
We met the Scissor Sisters and we met Gwen Stefani. We met that Daniel Bedingfield who's absolutely balmy. Dom's met many actor types including Dustin Hoffman. But sadly not much really rhymes with actor Dustin Hoffman.
This song, what a great song to start the day.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep.
I'm just not asleep.
Wait a minute.
All right, it's Mark Bright here, the Prince of Stoke. And that was Joss Stone and Super Duper Love up Anley Duck. Oh, yes. Shall we go Tino's tonight? That's like...
It's called The Place now.
And it's such an old Stoke reference.
Isn't it another place?
But I can say it in a fairly not bad Stokey accent. Go Tino's tonight. Go in The Place. John Cheps. Pardon? Cheps. Cheps. What are Cheps? Cheps. Fish and Cheps.
You got a soft spot for Stoke, though, haven't you? You said that the other day.
Yeah.
Eh?
It's kind of soft.
Enjoyed your time there, didn't you?
Hated it.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've said this before. When I worked at a radio station in Stoke, and it was like a detention ground for fired DJs, and DJs who couldn't get work anywhere else. The guy before me, couldn't get work anywhere else. The guy after me had been fired from somewhere. The guy in the morning had been fired from somewhere. It was like, seriously, it was like a prison for DJs. Oh, we had such fun. And all the DJs got on really well. We used to all go out together. We'd go out for a few beers and go for dinner and stuff. And we all had a good laugh. Mm. You know, we all got together, you know, supported each other from management. Anyway, let's not talk about that.
Bet it was hard to leave, wasn't it?
Well, no. I got told to leave.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, fired from there as well. I thought you walked away from that one.
No, I never got fired. I got specifically told, we're not firing you, we're letting you go. Really? I've got time left on my contract. Yeah. But, you know, we're going to let you go. Why are you letting him? Well, we're worried that you're turning into a shock jock. What? You know, and I don't think there's anything we can do about it. Well, you're the boss. Surely you can do something about it. Just don't let me go. Yeah. I can't really explain it. So what I've written it down in a letter for you. Well, that's nice of you. What does it say?
Your contract is terminated.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that was that. Off. Thanks very much. Cheers. Anyway, what can you do? So that was my time in Stoke. Loads of stories. Loads of stories. A lot of them unbroadcastable, especially about the place that I was renting, but I can't go into that for a start, and who used to own that house? Woohoo! I tell you what, I'll be telling Brighty later. In fact, I already told him. Anyway, so the Prince of Stoke, that's what, by the way, that's what he insists that's what we call him. Mark Bright, the Prince of Stoke.
He says that on his text messages, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a weirdo. You know what I mean? And he's on today. It was good. Yeah, I'm so pleased we got him in. Yeah, we didn't really want Peter Reid. Cheer up, Peter. Barcelona. Let us down like a cheap pair of tights. Anyway, that said, though, it's going to be a great show, Dave.
I hope so.
I'm awake now. I'm wide awake. Feeling good. And last night I played badminton. Sophie and I went out and had a game of badminton. God, we're brilliant. I'm working the back muscles so much for them to bend down and pick up the shuttlecock. I'm rubbish.
Have you two played together before?
Yes, but we played doubles and it's just not the same. You can't get a proper game in then. But yeah, it was all right.
Good.
It was boiling, really boiling, within an hour. It was fine. Next to these two guys who were brilliant, whacking the hell out of the shuttlecock and you know, playing like professional badminton. Sophie and I have trouble getting over the net in the first place. But it's good exercise and I enjoy it. So
healthy fun.
Healthy fun. And then, tell you what, an hour of badminton doesn't half make your fish and chips taste even better afterwards. Treacle pudding and custard just taste magnificent after you've been working out.
Come together all over the world, from the hood to Japan, Harajuku girls.
The only thing wrong with that record is she sings If I Was a Rich Girl. She is. She's a millionaire.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's a big problem I have
should
with
it. She should sing, you know, If I Were Lived on a Council Estate. That's what she should sing. No. If I Had a Gyro. That kind of thing.
The parody right there.
Dreaming now, love. If I Went to Job Club. That kind of thing. Anyway, still good record. Even Gwen Stefani. We will play Green Day in a second, and it's back. It's everybody's favourite quiz, Whatity What, and we'll play with Mark Bright. He's going to join in. You don't know about this yet, do you?
Mm.
Oh, you'll love it. It's genius. It's hilarious.
This wasn't in the contract, but we'll fill you in after this.
Yeah. We'll be filling Peter Reid in later as well. Stop going there, Dave. Stop bringing it up. Leave it and move on.
I've not said anything about Peter.
So, Green Day coming up next. Let's get some news at 7:30.
And the main story this morning is the cold weather that's hit many places in the UK, and it's set to get worse. Most of the country should end up with snow by the start. 7:34.
All right, Doc.
All right, my love.
You're going up Tino's tonight.
Do you want to throw up cake?
Is it the place?
The place.
John Chaps.
I grew up there.
Where were you born?
Maxine's as well.
Yeah, where were you born?
I was born in Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah, but where were you brought up? Where did you live?
Brought up. I was a bit in Abbey Alton.
Right.
A bit in Stanfields. Right. And the majority in Kidsgrove.
Oh, I see. So you never lived in the rough bits like Longton or Fenton like I did.
Fenton? Yeah. Longton?
Cheers. Yeah, they never told me that at the letting agency when I was looking at the houses. What kind of area is that? Oh, it's very posh.
Yeah.
It's very posh.
I used to live in Abbey Alton as well.
Stoke-on-Trent.
Good morning to everyone in Stoke-on-Trent.
Morning, Stokey people. I've so many stories from my time there. Do you remember me telling you on the plate that I was Portugal?
Do you want me to repeat them?
No, you can't repeat them. About who owned the house that I lived in. Whoa. You're the next footballer. Ooh, do you remember?
Can you tell us?
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
You'll remember. That was good, yeah. Ex-footballer.
How long were you there?
He was footballer a year.
Did you enjoy it?
In all honesty, I had a really good laugh in Stoke. A really good laugh. And all the DJs have gotten really well. We used to go out. And I met a load of really funny people. And I knew some people. An old mate of mine from school was studying there. So I got to know all of her mates and all of, you know, So I'd go out with them. It was great. And actually, I had a really good time. Used to go to the pub a lot in Stoke. And the next door neighbour, where I lived, the next door neighbour was a top bloke, a really nice guy. And I remember going out with his mate one night, and his mate had 13 points on his driving licence.
13?
How does that work? And what, and you were allowed to drive?
Yeah.
Why? I pleaded with him. How did he know what to say? I've done it before. Brilliant.
I sent my wife for Valentine's weekend to Stoke once.
Did you?
Yeah, I took her away.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said you sent her.
No, I took her to Stoke for Valentine's.
Is this a joke?
No, it's true. Stayed in a castle. It's very nice.
What, the castle inn? What, the pub?
No, it was a castle.
Just outside Stoke. Castle of the Lions.
It was very nice, it was very romantic.
Really?
It was the first ever, first and only time I took her away for Valentine's, actually.
Is there a castle in Stoke, Mark?
Malcop Castle?
Caverswall Castle.
Caverswall? Not my manor.
No, none of that.
It was nice. Just near, there's like a 24-hour Tesco's on the main road.
Nice.
That's when I bought my DVD player. It was self-catering, you see, so we had to go out for milk and bread and stuff, and I bought... It was on special.
Brilliant. The stories, eh? The stories. I first met Robbie Williams in Stoke at the train station.
Did you?
Yeah.
Bob to his friends.
Well, you know.
You call him Robbie, don't you?
Hey, don't go there, Dave, you know. Do you know what? That clip had been there somewhere if they hadn't taken it out of Robbie saying we're mates. And now that I need it to back me up, it's I can't find it. But you know, we're mates.
Yep, fact.
Yeah.
Have you been to Stoke, Rach?
Let's have a look.
Boobs is what they want.
No, it's not that. Hang on.
She got out of the car, walked straight in. All you see was one sequin walk through the door. She could stick her film up her arse.
There you go. That's Robbie saying how close we are.
We're doomed.
No, that's C-3PO. I'll find it for
you. Yeah,
no,
do, yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, Stoke-on-Trent. Have you ever been, Dominic?
I've driven past it. I've never been in.
That's the best way to visit Stoke.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds nice.
The nice thing was, you know, you're close to Alton Towers.
Hmm.
You know,
and the M6.
Not too far away.
There's a big connection, isn't there? Juliet Farrington, Stoke.
Yeah.
Crooksy, Stoke.
Yeah.
Me, Stoke. You, yeah. Stoke.
Well, I wouldn't associate myself with Stoke. Well, not that I would see a problem with it, but, you know... Potteries,
lovely.
It's going to get cheap pottery things. It's lovely.
Phil the Power Taylor's from Stoke as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
Is that where Up Anley Duck comes from?
Yeah, yes. Up Anley Duck. Yeah,
brilliant. What does that mean?
Well, basically, Hanley's like the town centre,
right?
Where they have a shopping centre and a boarded up cinema. When I went, it's brilliant.
Excellent.
I got there a bit early. I knew it was going to be downhill from the start when I got to my main interview with the boss. And he said, did you find it all right? I said, yeah, I actually got here a bit early, so I just went for a little drive around. He said, oh, did you go to Hanley? I don't know. That's like the town centre. I don't know, I don't think I did. Where did he go? I just passed here, up the hill, and there's past a boarded-up old Odeon cinema, and he went, yeah, that's the town centre. Really? He goes, yeah, what do you think? It'll be cracking when it's finished. That went down like a lead balloon. A lead balloon. But it was nice, it was good. And then they opened up, they had a big Odeon, they had a big proper cinema then. And we used to go in and watch movies and then go in the boss's office and drink beer and eat sandwiches. It was a very weird year of my life in Stoke.
But let's not run down Stoke, Chris, eh?
Huh?
I'm not running it down,
I'm saying nice things. I had a good time there.
It was a learning period for you.
Yeah, I learnt a lot. You know? No, it was good. No, that's what I said. I had a nice time there. It was good. Couldn't stand my bosses at the radio station. Go. Seriously. But I learned a lot. It was an eye-opening situation. You know? I learned that if you did the evening show and you finished at 10, right, I could be parked outside my mate's house and get into the pub with 4 pints ordered by 27 minutes past. Easy. And that was, you know, that was taking my time. If I put a spurt on, I'd be there by 9 minutes past. Brilliant.
Can't do that in London, can you?
Are you the fellow off the radio? Yeah. It's not even 10 past 10. I know, that's how much I love your pub. Get them served, love. Brilliant. Had a great time. But anyway, there you go. So what time would you normally be up on a Thursday morning, Brighton?
Thursday morning, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Oh, I see. And what are you doing for the rest of the day?
The rest of the day, I've got to go to Nottingham.
There's no need for that. Why?
Do an interview for Football Focus.
Oh, are you interviewing?
Chris Commons.
Oh, who's he, Dave?
Hmm?
Who's he?
Footballer.
Oh, brilliant.
Who's he play Scored for? Last night.
Who does he play for?
Nottingham Forest.
That's Andy. He lives there. Doesn't have far to travel. Dominic, what are you doing later today?
I've no idea. I haven't got a clue.
Do you fancy a trip to Nottingham?
Not really.
Really? I'll go with you. What time are you going?
I'm catching the 5 to 10 train.
Oh, really? Oh, I can't do it. I've got a photo shoot today.
Have you?
Yeah. Pig Farmers Weekly.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, you know... It'll
Big Farmer or Pig Farmer?
Shut up. I'm doing a tourist information film for Stoke-on-Trent.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to go to work. You probably hate your job and think your boss is a big bird. Just listen to our show. We'll put you in a happy place and send you off to work with a big smile upon your face.
Oh, yes. It's 7:42.
The Chris Moyle Show.
And we'll do Whatity What in two records.
National Radio 1.
Hey, hey. Yeah, when I said two records, it'll be two records after 8. That's when we'll do Whatity What. Two records after 8 o'clock, of course. Yeah. Black Eyed Peas, Where is the Love? It's 10 to 8. So it's a weird one for us because I've never known so much rubbish snow. It's just like relaxed confidence. In London, it'll suddenly just start falling, and it'll fall quite heavily for about 10 minutes, and it'll just stop. It won't snow again for another 2 hours. And then it'll start again, and it'll stop. And...
It's too wet, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not settling.
So I get out this morning, and I'm like, because apparently the big snow's coming. You know, there's always that, oh, it's coming. Oh, that big snow. It's going to be like an inch.
But I think outside of London, it's already come, hasn't it?
Well, this is it.
So everywhere.
I woke up this morning.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Look out the window, nothing. Dry as a bone out there. That's a good record, Real Love. Remember
yeah,
that?
Good record.
And, oh, old school. So then I get into work, and Dominic's going, yeah, major snow problems throughout all of the UK. Looking outside going, are you making this up?
They've got, like, a foot in the northeast, I think, I heard this morning on the radio.
But yesterday, I went to work, I did that thing where I walked like a ballerina to the car because I didn't want to slip because it was snowy and really icy. Gets to the road where Radio 1 is, it's dry as anything. So chances are, wherever you are this morning, that it is snowy outside and it is icy. So just give yourself a bit of extra time. You know, people always say that, and you never do. Just do it today.
Drive safe.
What's going to happen? You get there a bit early. Do you know what I mean? As I said before, we can't do with any fatalities because we need the listeners.
Yeah.
You know?
You're important to us. We value your listenership.
See, Wogan, he's laughing. He's got all the you know, people knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah.
He's got all the, you know, all them people waiting.
You don't go out as much.
You know what I mean? See, the young people, that's my audience. You know, so don't go out recklessly driving late to work as usual, 15 minutes late going, oh, no worries, I'll just make it up on the ring road. None of that today, because you might hurt yourself. And I won't forgive you if anything bad happens to you. The audience is selfish, I know, but still.
Play safe.
Thanks. Just talking to Mark Bright just then. He's trying to kid on to me that he used to play professionally.
He did.
Really?
He was a very successful footballer.
I thought he... apparently his name is Bright.
Yeah.
I just thought they made that up so he could work with Ian Wright.
No, he's a very successful footballer in his day. He's Brighty.
Who did he play for?
Chef Wednesday.
He did.
Amongst other people, Crystal Palace.
I thought he was joking. Did he play for Stoke?
I don't know. Did he play for Stoke?
No.
No.
Well, wasn't good enough.
Played in cup finals at Wembley and everything.
He didn't.
Mark.
Right, he did. Up. He didn't. Did he win a cup final at Wembley?
No.
No, right. It wasn't his fault, though, was it?
Well.
Well, I thought he was joking. He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I've got some questions for him, then.
You thought they made his name rhyme with Ian Wright?
Well, yeah, because it was Wrighty and Brighty.
Brighty, yeah.
You know? So I thought, you know, they obviously auditioned people for the job. Maybe he went, hang on, hey, hang on, Duck. I might get this gig here. And what's your name? Mark Bright. Oh, you're hired. Well done. Wrighty and Brighty. Brilliant.
So how Cannon and Ball got together as well.
Yeah, Cannon Ball. Cannon and Ball, you see. Right, so here's a question for Mark Bright then.
Right.
Which I've just found off the back of a matchbox in the other room. See if Brighty knows this. Whose career as an England international lasted only 9 minutes as a substitute for Chris Waddle in 1988? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Brighty. You know that, Dave?
Can I have the question again?
Whose England career as career as an England international lasted only 9 minutes as a substitute for Chris Waddle in 1988? There you go. It's a question for you. Get in.
Have the initials?
No. Might as well just say what the name rhymes with. I'm not saying that.
And where's he from?
I'm not.
Give us a clue.
No, that's the question. Never mind, Lionel Blair. That's your question, son. Well, no, that's Mark's question, right? I'll give you a question, Dave.
Yeah.
Dixie Dean.
Yeah. Everton legend.
Yeah. In only 16 full internationals for England, how many goals did he score?
In 16?
Yeah, 16 full internationals for England. How many goals did Dixie Dean score?
I don't know.
Did he used to work here, Dixie Dean?
That was Dixie Peach.
Dixie Peach, yeah.
I don't know, a dozen?
No.
Higher?
Yeah.
20?
No, lower.
18?
Correct, Rachel.
Whee!
Rachel knows more about Everton's ex-players than you do. here's another one for you. Here's another question about an ex-Everton player. Peter Reid is a what? That's Peter Reid.
Hero. Midfield general.
Yeah. It's not the answer I've got written down on the card. I'll give you a list of choices. Sued. We win. It's 7:55, it's 5-8. This is Kasabian. We'll play it in full. Next.
Well, hasn't it been?
What's the answer then, Brighty?
I was busy preparing for this next bulletin.
I'll give you the question again. It's not a problem. Off the back of your matchbox. Whose career as an England international lasted only 9 minutes as a substitute of Chris Waddle in 1988?
Do you know what? I haven't got a clue.
Well, you're rubbish. Yes, Dave, what do you want to say?
I'm going to ask my magic friend.
Okay, all right. You ask your magic friend. You've got until...
End of the news.
No, you've got to get it before Brighty reads
right,
sport.
You're on.
Right. This is Dave's friend who knows everything. Really? Don't give anything too much away.
I won't.
We'll have a play with this later. Dave's mate knows everything.
Should have phoned Motti.
Oh, he knows more than Motti?
Yeah. No.
He'd have loved the phone going off this morning. I'm trying to bloody sleep. What time is it? Leave me alone, Bryce. I don't care. that'll be the new single from Kasabian that we just played. It's called Club Foot. It's out on the 21st of March. Aye. Coming up, what-ity-what, if you want to be on, give us a ring. 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100. Call now. Stereophonics with a brilliant Dakota in just a few seconds. And the answer to that great footballing question put by myself off the back end of England's glory matches that I found in the other room. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and the Prince of Stoke. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Weather warnings for the UK and it's set to get worse. And in sport, a bad night for Chelsea and Manchester United. With the east of England getting lots of that snow. It's now 8:03.
Has your mate come through yet, Dave?
I'm not sure he's awake.
Right.
I've texted him.
Brilliant.
I've texted him the answer and he will get back to me, I'm sure. But he might...
Stephen Links, you got it right. A few people on the text message got it right, actually. I'm quite pleased with that.
Give me a clue.
What?
Give me a clue.
Okay, he's Fred in Manchester, you got it right as well. His surname is the same as surname as a mate of mine that I went to school with.
Ooh, that narrows it down.
That's almost giving it away, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. Do you know what I mean?
What about initials? Can you give us an initial? Give us a surname initial.
Okay, the surname initial is the letter M for mother. Anyway, there you go. Rachel, do you have any idea?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, do you care?
Yes.
No, you liar. It'd be embarrassing if you played with him. I don't know if he did. I don't think he did. I'm saying, I don't think he did. Who just texted you earlier and said you should stick to TV?
Andy Pearce. Old centre half at Sheffield Wednesday.
Do you know that is? Jealousy. Jealousy.
I hear it.
Well, it is. Jealousy.
It's an ugly trait in people.
It is. Jealousy. Just jealous of you.
People are always ready to knock you down, you see.
Yeah.
Too easily, that's
right. You got the keys to my car. But, are you doing the London Marathon then this year?
I'm training for it.
You're a nutter.
Are you going to sponsor me?
Yeah, I'll sponsor you.
Seeing as I came in at late notice.
£5 fix. I'll sponsor you. That's when we met, when we did the Great North.
Great North run, yeah. You were stretching off in the reception of the hotel, weren't you?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I did very well that year. 157 I did it in.
Yeah.
What did you do it in?
155 or something like that. No, I didn't train for it at all, but you did ever so well.
I love that. Should have seen a look at his face. What did you do it in, Chris? A taxi? No, 157. What? There's no way you were 2 minutes behind me. It certainly was. Check out the flab. Thank you very much. Steve from Southampton, you're right. As is Nick. Rod from Cardiff, you are wrong.
Just to recap, it was it which player's England career lasted just 9 minutes when he came on as a substitute for Chris Waddle in 1988?
Correct, Amundo. That's the question.
Still waiting for my magic friend to get back to me.
If your magic friend is right, it'll be good, though.
Mm. Honestly, you'll be impressed with this, Mark.
Really? Takes his time, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, it's early, you know? Takes longer in the morning.
He's a slow riser,
I've
isn't
heard
he?
That. Right, so we'll do What to Chew What in a couple of minutes, which you'll be part of, you'll be pleased to hear.
Excellent.
It's brilliant. It really is.
Has it caught on?
No.
Not at all.
Not even close to
catching on. Not in any way.
No, not really.
We love it, though.
Dominic and I enjoy it every
week.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. We'll do that in a minute. We'll play the Stereophonics next at 7:08.
Another day is dawning. Another morning's here. Get out of bed and brush your teeth. You probably stink of beer. Take a shower, drink some tea, then get out of the flat. Cause Morsi's here on Radio 1 with 4% less fat.
Moyle Show on Radio 1. You listen, we get paid. That's how it works.
Mark in Coventry, you're right! Mark in Leeds, yes, you're right too. Somebody texting saying, is Brighty married to Michelle, your sweetness, Gail? Yes, he is. Any answer?
Peter Ward?
Hang on, did you ring that person that I thought, did he get through?
He didn't pick up.
Do you know who he just rang?
Marty.
Now, here's the question, right? Football question for Mark Bright and Comedy Dave. Whose career as an England international lasted only 9 minutes as a substitute of Chris Waddle in 1988? Who's he just rung? Chris Waddle. That's cheating.
Former teammate.
Well, I'd love that. I think it'd be great if he answered and he's the wrong answer.
So is it right, then?
Who did he say it was?
Peter Ward.
Oh.
Ex-Nottingham Forest.
Wrong.
Because you said that the initial of the surname was an M. And next door, during the during those two records, yes. You got Mark Bright on one computer, me on another, Dominic on another, all searching the internet trying to find. Yeah, we had the Euro, we had the 1988 England squad up. We're looking through all them. We still can't find who it is. It must have been someone from the qualifiers.
I've got on my internet search. It said he's made his England debut for 8 minutes in 1988, and they put Peter Ward on here.
Dom gave it to me.
Yeah. This is off the back of the match boxes, so it says. His career as an England international lasted only 9 minutes. A substitute of Chris Waddle in 1988. Where was the match played? And that's the question. So I've just taken that bit out and I've just made it into a question own, you see.
Perhaps Peter Ward's listening.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mark in Leeds got it right and he said, was it... Oh, no, he said it was ex-Wednesday legend somebody.
This is your department then, Mr. Bright.
Ooh. And surname began with an M? Yeah. Same surname as somebody you went to school with, Chris? Yeah.
I didn't go to Wednesday till 93.
Right, well, you might not have been there then. I don't know.
Still waiting on my magic friend to get back.
Yeah. He's obviously out with Chris Waddle having breakfast
probably,
somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Joining us this morning on What Did He Want is Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
And Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And the Prince of Stoke, Mark Bright.
Good morning.
And Ravishing Rachel.
Hello.
And here's your host of What Did He Want, Chris Moyles. Thank you, that's me. Hello, quiz fans. So we're asking you today lots of questions about football, but it's time to ask different types of questions now in our game show, What It You What. It really is brilliant. Let's meet our two callers. On line one is Steve Chambers. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
And you're in rugby?
I'm not in rugby, but that's where I'm from.
All right, where are you now?
In the middle of nowhere, somewhere near Aylesbury.
Aylesbury, that's a beautiful part of the world. I haven't been to Wales for years, personally, but how is it? Is it snowy?
It's a little bit snowy, but it's not causing any problems.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a design manager.
Oh, brilliant. So you manage designs.
That's right, yeah.
Great. Well, good luck to you. Whose phone is ringing? Do you know what? It's mine. It's mine with Longman saying, is it David White? No. Right, well, good luck, Steve. You're playing against Matt Clifford. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Chris.
How is the PR agency going?
Not very well.
Really? Why is that?
Don't want to go to school today, sort of thing. All that.
Mm.
Right, and mm-hmm. all that.
Yeah.
No, you're Matt Clifford, of course, not Max Clifford.
No, I'm Matt Clifford.
Who's that in the background?
My brother and Tom.
Oh, how old is he?
My brother is... brother's 12 and Tom is 15, 14, I think.
Right, and it's good to know how old your brothers are, isn't it?
No, Tom's not my brother, he's a friend, we're waiting for the bus.
Right, okay, very nice. Right, I think you're going to struggle today. But anyway, we just...
Oh,
that's
brilliant.
That's right, yeah. Come back when you got some... No, I can't do that. Can I go there, can I? Anyway, well, listen, are you ready, Matt?
Yeah.
All right, shut them up if you could. And Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's play What Did He Want? All right, so, Steve, you and the toss, you're going to go first, all right?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read out the question, and I will have a bit of thinking time while our celebrities write down their answers, and then we'll read the question out, we'll come back to you for an answer. Steve, do you understand?
Yeah.
See, that's why you're a design manager, because you've got the brains of design management. All right, here you go. Ex-footballer Peter Reid really is a funny guy. Even though he was booked for today's show, he'd rather stay in Barcelona, as he's a complete what or what's.
You can't have that one.
Yeah, we can. Now, keep it clean, obviously. It's up to you. He's a complete what? Professional? No, obviously not. Complete what? Holiday junkie? I don't know. He's a complete monkey. He eats bananas with his feet. I don't know. Okay? Everybody got an answer, Dominic?
Yes.
Brighty?
Oh, yes.
Dave?
Yes.
All right, here we go, then. Good luck, Steve. Ex-footballer Peter Reid really is a funny guy. Even though he was booked for today's show, he'd rather stay in Barcelona, as he's a...
Muppet!
All right, let's go with Muppet. Dominic, what have you got?
Amateur, some would say.
Oh. It's not amateur. Brighty, what do you have?
Let down.
Dave, what have you got?
Sun worshipper.
And Rachel, what do you have?
Tanorexic.
It's not even a word.
It is.
Okay, is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe in your head only. Well done, Steve. You got none.
Thank you.
Which means that Matt, with these screaming kiddie friends, might just beat you today. let's go to Matt now. Sounds like he's on the bus.
Hello?
Are you on the bus now, Matt?
Yeah, I'm on the bus.
Right, okay, well, let's see if you can, you know... Oh, yeah, let's see if we can do the question for you anyway.
Okay.
It's good to hear that they're not listening to Radio 1 on the bus.
No, they're listening to Radio 2.
Right, that's great, okay. Is the bus being driven by a person who looks like they're close to death?
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, that makes sense then. All right, here's your question, Matt. Peter Reid is a very successful football manager. After working with the likes of Leeds United and Coventry, he's been so successful, he's now been asked to manage what or what? All right, so have a little think about that, Matt. Are you a football fan, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Peter Reid, a successful football manager. After working with the likes of Leeds United and Coventry, he's been so successful, he's been asked to manage what or what? Okay, so obviously, could be some irony there in the question. Do you know what irony means, Matt?
Pardon?
Do you know what irony means?
Sort of.
Yeah, so do I. I had to look it up, don't worry. So it could be maybe manage an unsuccessful team, I don't know. Do you have an answer, Dom?
I do.
Righty?
I do.
Yeah. Dave?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Right. Yep.
Here we go, Matt. Peter Reid is a successful football manager. After working with the likes of Leeds United and Coventry, he's so successful, he's now been asked to manage...
Barcelona?
Barcelona, right. Okay, well, bearing in mind, I've only got one more question written, Rach. You just say Barcelona. Right, Dominic, what have you got?
Kidderminster Harriers.
Kidderminster Harriers. Brighty?
A Sunday team.
As I said, Leeds United's already done. Dave?
Leeds United for a second stint.
Hilarious. Rachel, what have you got?
Guess what?
What?
Barcelona!
Oh, which means you are the winner, Matt!
Yes!
Matt, well done. I know you're on the bus and it's a bit busy with Wogan on in the background. Steve, commiserations.
Oh, I'm gutted.
Yeah, you sound it. But don't go, don't go away empty-handed. Oh, no, you do. Sorry, there is no prize. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Meanwhile, Matt, you come with me. Let's play the Super What bit. Come on, then, Matt, on the bus. Somebody texted in a monkey enclosure. He's not managing that. All right, so this is how it's going to work. Matt on the bus.
Okay.
All right. What are they playing on Radio 2?
I don't know.
Is it rubbish?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's Radio 2 for you in the mornings. It's the old stuff, you know, you're way too young for that. All right, so here, we're going to ask you one more question, Matt.
Okay.
And I'm going to come to you for an answer. You need to choose, though, before a celebrity from the team that you think might come up with the same answer as you. So you can either have Dominic or Mark Bright or Comedy Dave or Rachel. Who would you like to play with?
Comedy Dave.
Would you really? Okay, all right then. Even though Rachel actually got you the answer right before. Okay, Dave?
I'll do my best for you, Matt.
Okay, Dave.
All right then, here we go then. Good luck, Dave.
Thanks very much.
Here's the question. Brilliant ex-professional footballer and broadcaster and pundit Mark Bright really is a lovely guy. In fact, he's so nice, he's even offered to fill in for my cleaner when she's on holiday, and he said he'll do my what or what. People clapping there for no reason. I don't know why.
It was a good question.
Yeah, I think so.
Really, really good.
All right, so here's the question again. Brilliant ex-professional footballer, an excellent broadcaster and pundit Mark Bright, really is a lovely guy. In fact, he's so nice, he's even offered to fill in for my cleaner when she's on holiday, and he said he'll do my what or what. Okay, Dave, you got an answer?
I think so, yes.
Okay, all right. Right, here we go then, Matt, it's all down to you. Mark Bright really is a lovely guy. In fact, he's so nice, he's offered to fill in for my cleaner when she's on holiday, and he said he'll do my...
underwear.
He said he'll do my underwear. Dave, what have you written down as he scribbles out his answer and writes something else? Dave?
Underwear.
Underwear.
What are the
well
chances
done,
of that?
Matt, you're a winner.
Cheers, Dave.
On the bus.
Yeah.
They still got Radio 2 on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to ask them if they can put Radio 1 on?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That'll be... Do they listen to Radio 2 on the bus every day?
Yeah.
Right, okay. And would you prefer to listen to Radio 1 on the way in?
Yeah, we would, actually.
Okay. You should have a word with the driver and say, the customer is always right, Radio 2 is rubbish, can we have Radio 1 on, please?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And obviously, don't distract him while he's driving.
Yeah, I won't.
Do it at the stop, you know, when you get enough.
Stand behind the line as well, that's
exactly,
important.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Last time you were on a bus. So, well done. You've won a great prize, Matt. We'll send it out to you sometime this year. All right.
Okay, cheers, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. He's our winner on What Does He Want? Lovely. And there'll be more at the same time next week. Peter Reid's head is a funny shape. In fact, it's rather like an animal's. But what animal is it? Many people have said it's a what or what. Do you want to play, Dave?
No.
Okay, all right, very nice.
Wake up to Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Yesterday, we heard from Dan.
Girls Aloud and Wake Me Up. Wake me up, I'm listening to Radio 2. That's what they're saying. That's really cruel. And poor kids on a bus, going to school, having to listen to Radio 2. There's no need for that. The world is a cruel, horrible place sometimes. Anyway, well done to Matt Clifford on the bus, studying for his GCSEs. Well done. I will send you something rubbish in the post. I can say what I want about him. He's not listening. So then, Brighty, here's a question for you. Whose career as an England international lasted only 9 minutes as a substitute of Chris Waddle in 1988? Do you have an answer for me?
I look pretty smug, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I do have an answer.
Go on, then.
Brian Morwood.
Correct! Yay!
Thank you.
Dave?
But which game was it?
Oh, Dave.
I'm telling you, Brian Morwood... who was subbed in the Saudi Arabia versus England 1-1 draw in 1988, which also was David Seaman's England debut.
There you go.
Slightly topped me.
See? And what, was that from your friend?
Magic friend.
Yeah. Okay, let's come up with another question for your magic friend.
Okay.
Brighty, set a question for him.
Anything you like.
Now, a question that is really, really, really rock hard. Football question. Maybe about somebody you used to work with or somebody who's got a goal in a game you played at. That'd be quite... And yeah. See if Dave's friend can get it.
Name the player who scored the winning goal to send Crystal Palace into Division 1. I think it'd be 88.
Okay.
89.
Okay, you're on.
Yep, you happy
Leave
with that?
That with me, yeah, yeah.
Okay. We'll start the clock now and see when you get the answer, Dave. Well, is that Chris Waddle? Hey, you can help me out. Well, Brian Marwood. Hi, Comedy Dave from Radio 1 here. Morning, Brian, if you're listening. Of course, Brian Marwood and I went to school with Paul Marwood. Of course, no relation, but still, you know. Marwood, Paul Marwood, the fella on the air, I was telling you about his mum was singing Welcome to the Jungle as she was hoovering up. You remember that story last week? Yeah. I'll move on, shall I, Brighty? We'll play Usher in a second after we get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 8:31.
And the main story this morning is all about... Dominic Byrne! Just gone 8:35.
You're out there, Brighty.
This is... Do you know what?
It's that last hurdle, isn't it? Always,
yeah, I hear what you say.
Clip it, don't
it
you?
It just, Amir Khan. I thought his dad had phoned in and said, no, he's not looking to turn pro. Now this is saying that he is again.
I thought you said in the last bulletin that he said no.
He's the father of Amir Khan said no. But in this one it's saying that it looks like he is.
Yeah, what? Nelson doesn't know what he's doing.
No, I think, to be fair, he said on 5 Live yesterday that there are no current plans, but I think it was taken to mean that he probably will turn pro, won't it?
Well, why would he pull out of the ABAs?
Because they only gave him 10 tickets, apparently, for his fight. And he was saying that's
not
enough.
Is that why?
Yeah. He said, I've got loads and loads of fans who want to come and see me. So he was really annoyed that, you know, lots of people in his boxing club wouldn't get to see him. So it's kind of led to speculation that he may turn pro now.
Hmm. Oh, well.
There you go, see?
Still haven't got this question.
The thing is, though, we'd all like him to kind of stay amateur and then he could go do the Olympics again and all that and everything. But let the lad make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to turn pro, then let him turn pro. That's good off my nose, you know what I mean? Turning pro? Can he fight Audrey Harrison? Will he be able to fight Audrey? That'd be good.
I think they're different weights.
Who's the boxer that I saw that Harrison fought that I really liked? The Cockney bloke.
What, that you met?
No, we talked about him on the air. We did the show from Studio 2, wouldn't we? We got on the phone. And he was like, he's a big man, he's a big man.
Oh,
he's not very old, though, he's not very old, but I'm just a bit disappointed in my fans.
Can't remember what his name was.
Gary Mason?
No.
He was some, in the nicest way, some thug of a guy. But he was, and he was really, really funny when they interviewed him afterwards. And he was really sweet, kind of, oh, I feel like I let everyone down who can't see me and everything. But he's not, he doesn't punch hard, he doesn't hit hard. My grandmother is older than that, you know what I mean? But I can't remember who it was. Oh, someone will text in anyway, I'm sure, 8119. So, Dave, no answer to this question.
No answer yet, but can I have a guess?
I want to guess, actually.
Was Ian Wright there in 1988?
Ian Wright was, but he didn't score the winning
Wasn't
goal.
Him, though.
Is it Dave Madden?
It was Dave
Get
Madden,
in!
Was he?
Yeah, he's got off the text.
No, it's not on the
he
text
did.
At all.
How else would he have got it?
Oh, the text. Dominic Negus, that's who it was, the boxer.
Yeah,
that's coming on the text. So there you go, get in. Ain't no football question that I can't get.
Well, no.
I'm
no,
beating actually, I'm whooping your ass today.
Anyone can beat you with the you know, thousands of texts coming in. I've got my text off.
It's Dominic Negus, that's what everyone's texting
there.
Yeah,
they've also got that one on there.
It's not on there.
I'm relying on, you know, single friends here.
Well, I mean, I'm relying on my knowledge, Dave. My Rachel, it's not there, is it?
No.
You know, you actually had me just for a split second, then actually until Dave said the text.
No, I got it. It's not on the text. Where's the text? I can't see it.
I'm yeah, but you did just put your phone in your pocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about him, Chris.
No, what?
Tell us some more about him.
Well, what do you want to know?
I don't know. Who else did he play for or something like that?
Oh, he's loads of teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, loads. I don't want to talk about football all morning. I bore people. Chillingham, he played for?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Chillingham,
yeah.
Did he?
Don't help him, Brighton.
He's not helping.
He's drowning here.
He didn't say a word, did he? Oh, excuse me, says you. Texting Sleepyhead. You haven't even had one answer back
yet. I have.
Oh, yeah, you have.
I got the Brian Marwood one, and yeah, I got the Saudi Arabia game.
He's a midfielder as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, good passer. But he's... he was. Is that true, though, Brighty?
Absolutely.
See?
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Give us another one. Give me another football question. I'll get it straight away. I'm flying. I'm on a roll. Seriously, Dom, will you give me a question, Dom?
He's still writing stuff down for you. That's great.
He owned a double glazing firm. You just made that up.
And I'm telling you, he did.
I know he didn't.
He did.
Well, while he was playing.
After finished.
Did he?
Yes.
That's a weird occupation to go into after football, isn't it?
I'm thinking about opening the Red Lion pub, but there's a double glazer's up for sale. Well, I might put my money into that. People always need double glazing, right?
It's true, that.
Give me another question, Bryce. Another football question. See if I can beat Dave question. On it.
Who scored the winning goal in the FA Cup semi-final in 1993? Between Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday.
Wasn't Steve Bold.
You
was
go
it?
First.
Was it you?
It was me!
Yay! You see? Pow! I'm flying, Dave. I'm on a roll. I'm on a
clearly.
Roll. Yeah. I'm better than you, Dave. I'm quicker. My resources are faster, sharper, and more on the ball. Find out what's in the box. So, score.
That's the other side, isn't it?
What? What is?
On the ball?
Yeah.
It's ITV.
I don't know. I don't watch ITV. I'm that loyal.
Quick one for you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Who's the goalkeeping coach at Everton?
Chris Woods.
Oh, tie.
Please,
how the hell
mate?
Did you get that?
Hey?
How did you get that?
Because I know I'm at Everton because of you.
Have you even heard of Chris Wood? He didn't even like football till 1998.
I know, but it really makes Dave angry. Because I know a lot about... I just there's stuff in my head about Everton that I know just because of you.
That's impressive, that, isn't it?
What?
Chris Woods.
Yeah. He's an ex-England keeper.
He is. Yeah. Played for Wednesday.
I'm flying today.
Home double glazing company.
What, Woods Windows?
Yeah. Apparently.
Hey, fit the best. Fit Woods.
Can't see the woods for
that
the tree.
You're not coming to the advertiser meeting with us now. Yeah. What are you showing me, Rachel?
So we're going to say hello
to you. Yeah, okay. No, I'll do it. Oh, yeah, I'll do it now. We got an email in which says, Dear Chris, my 8-year-old son, Joshua Ross, that's right, it's you, Joshua, came home from school yesterday and told me his teacher had asked all the children to write down the name of a person they most admire and three reasons why. I asked Josh what he'd written, assuming he'd say me or his dad. Chris Moyles, he pipes up, and these are the three reasons. Number one, he's cool. Number two, he's really nice. And three, and the most important reason, he's Xbox mad.
Look at that.
So, we always listen to your programme on the way to school in the morning between 20 to 9 and 5 to 9. Be really chuffed if you would say hi. That's from Carol and Joshua. So, hello, Joshua Ross, and thank you for saying that I'm cool. And yes, I do like Xbox. And we should have a game together one day. And I'll kick your ass. I'm FIFA, though. I'm not Pro Ev. Right, I'm FIFA.
Chris, can I say good morning to my boy?
Yeah?
Good morning, Isaiah. He's on the school run with Mrs. Bright.
Oh, hello, Isaiah.
Good morning, Isaiah.
Morning, Isaiah.
How old is he?
4.
Oh. And Mrs. Bright, is she listening?
Of course she's listening.
Oh, hey. Because your sweetness is my weakness. And the what is wrong with
that? Sounds awful.
That echo's knackered, isn't it?
Sounds like you're in King's Cross.
Hey? Let me have a... It's like passenger information.
Cool, turn it down.
Hey?
Hang on, that's better.
Just the wrong setting, was it?
Yeah. Where was I?
That's why it sounded terrible.
Cause you're sweet... I'm singing here.
Sorry.
Right, if you don't mind.
Crack on, sorry.
You've got a terrible voice.
I've got a...
Fingers down a blackboard, you. I don't know me. You know what I mean? Cheeky monkey.
Hey, you can't sing, idiot. Yeah.
Let's see. All right, let's see you do a bit of Michelle Gale then. All right, off you go.
Cos my weakness...
Sweetness.
Not my weakness, all right, sweetness.
Cos my sweetness... is my weakness. Oh! Dumpa dumpa dum.
She doesn't say dumpa dumpa dum, but
she doesn't. You are rubbish. You really are. What are you pointing at, Rachel?
Time to play a record.
Well, you say that, but is it really? Is it really? Let's go round the table and find out.
I think it's time
to play a record.
Well, that's completely up to you, yeah. Rachel and Chris.
Righty, what do you think? Time to play a record? Or?
You're the governor.
Yeah, well, you're right. God, you're so right.
No, I'm in charge. Yeah, it is.
Dave, what do you think? Time to play a record?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the football questions, actually. I'm flying. I'm on a roll. I'm like a laser lightning beat. All right, I'll play a record. Has Chris Waddle rung you back yet?
I don't know. My phone's,
All right.
You're warm under the duvet, you're listening in the shower. You're running late again, you must be there in half an hour. You might be going to work, it may be school or college. So drink your tea and eat your toast and don't forget the porridge.
See, Dave,
college and porridge.
Brilliant.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's quite a tonight at Radio 1 with Usher.
National Radio 1.
I'm the kind of brother who've been doing it my way.
Oh, yeah. Are you still in a mood with me?
No, why?
It's because I'm, you know, getting football questions right and you don't like it. You know?
That's because you've got someone texting you.
I haven't got... All right, here's what I'll do.
I've got a question for you, if you
I'll
want.
I'll switch the text messages
all
off.
Right. Do you want another question?
Yeah, if you
I've
want.
I've got a question that, you know, I got from the pub.
8119, help me out. Yeah?
Question from the pub a few weeks ago.
Easy,
do you want this one? Do you want to write it down?
I'll do it right now. I don't need anybody's help.
Brighty can play as well.
He's you know, he won't help me out. All right, come in then, Brighty.
Okay.
See, listen... You don't like it when I know about football.
But just you don't know about football. You know about texting people.
I learn a little bit. I've learned a bit. You've got to give me at least that.
You have learned more than, well, for someone that knew nothing, now you know something. Yeah. And obviously that's an improvement.
Yeah. I can name, like, several teams as well now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the name, not players, but the
teams.
Names. Yeah. Wolves.
Yeah.
Coventry. Kidderminster Harriers. Yeah. That's three.
You're good on Midlands football quiz.
Foreign teams I can name.
Yeah.
Barcelona.
Right.
Real Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Brazil. Loads.
Okay, do you want a quiz question?
Yeah, give me a quiz question then, Dave. Don't get mad, though, when I get it right.
Six cities in England that have two clubs.
Manchester. Sheffield. Liverpool.
Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham. Hang on, Manchester... Glasgow.
Hang on. What have you got so far? Manchester? No, Glasgow in England.
Oh, sorry. Manchester,
mm-hmm.
Birmingham, Liverpool, Sheffield. That's four.
Mm-hmm.
Staring me right in the face. Hey, see, Brighty's quiet. I got three there. Rachel got one. Brighty's not got any.
I was counting for you.
Actually, do you know, that was a question. Not including Birmingham.
Well, hey, hang on.
No, honestly, it wasn't. Well, it's six, not including Birmingham.
Nottingham?
That's not fair.
Yeah, Nottingham's
Bristol.
Another one. Bristol, yeah.
Stoke?
Is the right answer.
Get in! Go on, Dave!
Stoke is normally...
Pow, pow, pow!
Stoke's the one that they normally forget about, you see.
Well, I've got
because
really lightheaded, because it's what?
There's no such place called Port Vale.
Yes.
Why is it called Port Vale?
I played for them and I don't know.
Oh, really? There you go. Brilliant. And there'll be more fascinating facts from Brighty at the same time next week. That's great. Ask Brighty. Why Port Vale called Port Vale? Don't know. Brilliant. And next week we'll be asking him...
Six clubs starting and ending in the same letter.
Six clubs starting and ending in the same letter?
Yep.
Oh, Leeds United. Tottenham Hotspur.
Arsenaler? Chelsea?
They're pub quizzes, aren't they? They're, mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
They're sometimes boring. You know, this is like
do you think?
Radio. That's for later, I think, Dave.
Nottingham Forest and there's loads, Dave. I'm on a roll. See, at least get looking at him. He won't even look at me now.
He's
and
happy,
I
isn't he?
And I'd got them questions right.
Shall I ask you a quick one?
Hey?
Shall I ask both of you a quick one?
Yeah. Go on.
Somebody made their debut alongside Alan Shearer in the Australian tour. Who was that striker?
He played for Wednesday. David Hurst.
Oh,
get in! Pow, 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 Dave!
Oh, Dave.
I think you should play another record because Dave's getting angry.
Right, what was the other question? Six teams
starting and ending. His name starts and ends with the same letter.
Okay, so United's out. No. Darlington United?
No.
Derby United?
No.
City. York?
York City is one.
Aston Villa?
Yes, two.
Can I just say, I'm looking at the screen, but it's not. There's an advert for some kiddies TV show with some child waving.
Should we do this in half-time?
Celtic?
No. English.
Oh, OK, sorry. Liverpool?
Is another one.
Everton-y?
Nope.
I don't know. OK, well, that's not bad. Three. I got three, so, Brighty, I'll leave the other three to you. I think that's only fair. Do you know what I mean?
Well, why don't you play a record and I'll get the other three?
All right, I'll do that. All right. Rachel's telling me to play a record. You're telling me to play a record. Okay, all right, fine. They'll come to me just as we're talking. Just give me, you know, credit where credit's due, though, Dave.
No, there's loads of credit being heaped upon you.
Yeah, not from you. You don't like it. He doesn't like it, does he?
Doesn't like it up him.
Well. All right, Ken Bruce?
Well, no. No, I don't.
Well, do you know what, Shib? You know, it'd be questions about Everton that I got right. That'd really irritate Dave. United is a no-go, so it's City, Villa. Other teams that don't have...
Do another one.
Charlton Athletic.
Is another.
Get in!
Northampton Town.
All right. CD Slim, Dave, you ready?
Yeah.
How do you get to today's CDs from yesterday's stereo on season? Step It Up.
Step It Up was released in 1992, the same year that Linford Christie won Olympic gold for Great
Dundee
Britain
United.
In the 100 metres. We're not counting Scotland. Oh, meat of a different type are read by the Lechior Gas Board. Bored is what you'd probably be if you were yawning. Yawning can
Town.
Also be, told you that before, can also be a telltale sign of tiredness, and it's the body's way of saying it needs more oxygen. Oxygen combines with hydrogen to make water. Water rhymes with daughter, which is what Hannah Waterman is to Dennis Waterman. Dennis Waterman starred in the TV series Minder alongside George Cole. Cole is a fossil fuel, as is oil. Oil first name Olive is the girlfriend of Popeye the Sailor Man. Sailors are also known as seamen. Seaman first name David is a man famous for goalkeeping and hair. Hair is a part of the body that can be brushed, as are teeth. Teeth rhymes with Leith, which is a port to the north of Scotland. Edinburgh is the capital of Scotland in the same way that England's capital is London. And London Calling was a big hit for The Clash, which links us predictably to The Clash and Rock the Casbah.
Oh, he's a tune and a half. Did I get all of them right?
No.
Am I missing one?
You're missing one.
Okay. You can't think what it is?
I'll write it down in a minute.
Here we go. Clash, nice and loud. What a record. And I didn't realise I had a mobile phone going off.
I've never heard that before, ever.
I thought that was you messing around.
No.
The Serious? Mobile in that record.
I thought when I walked in, you were messing around.
Hello. No, it wasn't me. Anyway, great record. Seamless Link, Dave?
Seamless, yes. Although...
Yep.
people complaining on the text.
About
it's
Leith.
To do, no, yeah, it's to do with the fact that it's just the way I said it. What I meant to say was Edinburgh is the capital of Scotland. No, hang on, where is it? Teeth rhymes with Leith, which is the port to the north of Edinburgh. I mistakenly said to the north of Scotland, and people are rightly saying it's on the east of Scotland, which it is, but right. I just got my words the wrong
because
way
I'm
round.
Fair, Dave, I'll let you have that one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, because I, you know, I back you up.
Play
when,
fair.
When I want to support you. Mm. In the same way that you should back me up when I get my football questions right and you don't like it. Hey?
I'm with you, brother.
Thanks very much. Brilliant. I could do these football questions all day. I don't actually know many of the answers, but, you know, when I do...
Can we branch it out to other subjects?
Yeah, sure. Throw one at us, Rach.
Lacrosse.
Netball.
Oh, shut up.
GA, goal attack. There you go, we win.
WD.
Hey, wing defender.
Throw a subject at us that, you know a lot about and ask us a question. Between me, Dave, and the Princess
No,
Stone.
You know I have to think about these things, so let's not...
Name four Premier managers who have played with David Beckham, says somebody on the text message.
Wise. Oh, Premiership.
Mm.
Brian Robson.
There are loads of pub football questions coming in. Why don't...
Mark Hughes.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Brian Robson, Mark Hughes.
Steve Bruce.
Yes.
I don't know the answer. I'm just reading off the text.
And...
And Arsene Wenger, of course. No, do you remember? He did one season at Man U. Not remember that?
No.
You know
no,
nothing you do.
No.
Oh, it's me.
Is this an answer to a question?
This is
out?
The one from the 8:30 news.
It's like a satellite.
What was
delay.
The question again?
It was the one about who scored the goal.
Yes.
For Palace.
Yes.
To send them up.
Yes.
And my friend says that they're having problems finding it. But they'll be with me shortly.
Unlike Chris Moyles.
Why don't you text them back and tell them the answer?
Yeah. Do you want me to text them? I'll give them the ring if you want, Dave.
Okay, you ring them now.
Easy, not a problem.
Oh!
Yes?
Davey Moyes.
Dave Moyes played with David Beckham.
When he was at Preston.
Preston. On loan. Yes?
Oh, well, there you go. Well done. Right, it's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say...
Let's get ready to ramble!
Let's start with the football questions and just do... Let's do music questions. OK?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Gale...
Yes.
...had a big hit with Your Sweetness.
Yes.
But name her another top 10 hit.
Happy Michelle. Just to Be With You.
Was that top 10?
Yeah.
OK, name another one. And it was a great gag for DJs on the radio when we played it. Do you know, Mark? Your wife...
Give me a clue.
You may be doing this...
Sensational?
If you were looking at the sun, you would be...
Blinded by the light?
No, you'd be... looking up. That was Michelle
right.
Gale, yeah. Because it was great when you're on the radio, you go, OK, quarter past eight, looking up Michelle Gale, and let's go on, you know what I mean? Name me one of your favourite bands or singers, Mark Bright.
One of mine?
Yeah.
50 Cent.
Oh, really? Got some questions about him.
Rachel, you'll start typing.
Here's one for you. We've done that. How many times have we done this one, right? Name three singers or bands that have had a top hit with a song called The Power of Love. That's a great one. I love that one.
Three?
Three.
Yeah, got him.
Yeah. Come on, Brighty.
Oh, you're waiting right now?
Yeah.
Three singers or bands that have had a hit with The Power of Love. I think they were all...
80s.
Top 10 hits. And they were all 80s.
Is ABC?
ABC. No. There
you go. Oh, I know. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, is it?
It's one.
That's one.
I think it's done quite well.
There's another band, and there's a female solo singer. Good one.
The female solo record was out very soon in to the Frankie Goes to Hollywood one. 85, I think.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
They were all roughly around the same time.
I think the Frankie one was 84, I think.
I think the other one might have been 84 as well.
Hmm.
Shall I tell you?
Can I declare?
Yeah.
Declare on one.
Jennifer Rush. A Power of Love. I hate that record. That one goes... The whisper in the moonlight. Switch the radio off every time on that one. All you got to do is name the other band. I'll give you a clue. Back to the Future. No. Huey Lewis and the News. Come on, man.
I was trying to mouth that to him there, and I was going...
Yeah, I know.
Work across. He thought you were saying,
Howard
Lewis.
You
do the news.
What did I say, Rach?
Will you do the news?
9:30.
Yeah, don't worry. You've only got an hour to go.
Got any more questions, Dave? Any music questions?
Just want to think.
Go on, Chris. You do it.
I'm trying to think of stuff that's relevant. I don't know. Name four hit singles for the 80s solo artist Howard Jones.
Oh, you're obsessed with him.
He's brilliant and very underrated. He wasn't as good as Nick Kershaw, granted. That'd be too easy. That's right, like to get to know you well, that's one, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Like to get to know you well.
Girl in the Shell, yeah, well done, that's good. Look Mama. God, that's a brilliant one, Brighty.
You good reader. What about this one?
New song. Oh, look at that. God, you're flying, you really are. Dave didn't get him.
Hey. Never mess with you on Howard Jones knowledge.
You know what I mean? Hide and seek. Oh!
No thanks.
Brighty, you're throwing them all at me now. What, things can only get better? Oh!
Get in! Well, that was D-Ream.
No, Howard got there first.
What, did he do the first one?
Yeah. Things can only get better. Here's a question. Who was in goal when Bobby Moore was captain of England?
Banksy?
I don't know.
Was it...
I'm just doing that thing that Dave does. I don't know, I'm just saying, you know. Just come up with some proper music questions. That's what we'll do.
Good
we'll
idea.
We'll have a battle off between Brighty and Dave.
All right.
Give me the era. Give me the era of music.
I'll let you choose whatever era you want.
80s.
Go 90s.
Okay, let's do 90s.
90s. Yeah?
Yeah, whatever you want, yeah.
Yeah? And then you two battle it out.
Okay.
Ask questions. It's a big battle between Mark Bright, the Prince of Stoke, and Comedy Dave, the King of Hong Kong.
I like that. It's
what?
Got a nice ring to it.
The King of Hong Kong.
The King of the Kong.
King Hong Kong.
Right, so I'll do that while I'm writing. We'll play Chemical Brothers and Britney Spears. Rachel, are you ready?
Yep.
Go!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100.
Oh, no.
You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. And today we've got another signed box set of the Fresh Prince
box,
of Bel-Air.
What?
Set. Oh, and signed by the guy who played Jeffrey the Butler.
Yeah, great. Number again?
08700 100 100.
In the morning with initiative to move, so I make it harder.
Every last second there of Britney Spears and Do Something. What are you laughing at?
Good timing.
Well, I just thought I'd let it go, you know, because sometimes...
Let it breathe.
Hey?
You don't want to jump on the back of records and do that DJ thing and cut off the end.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe.
Okay, yeah, right.
What are you laughing at?
You came to that door like Billy Whiz.
Who's Billy Whiz?
Ex-Sheffield Wednesday player.
Mark Bright is with us. He's the Prince of Stoke. The reason that Peter Reid isn't here is because he couldn't be arsed. He's in Barcelona and literally couldn't be bothered to fly back. And that's the truth. Hey, a few people have been texting this morning. Did you work with Johnny Vaughan?
Yes, I did, on the Big Breakfast.
I'm really sorry. You're doing all right, though, now, aren't you?
He's a good lad, actually.
Is he?
He's a friend of mine.
Hates
and
me.
And I wouldn't like anybody to say anything bad about you either.
He does.
He's never mentioned your name once.
Oh, really?
Never.
You ring him after the show and tell him what you've done this morning. Ed might be listening now, on his way home.
Maybe.
Morning, Johnny, if you're listening. I'd like to meet him. I'd like to go for a drink with him. Give him some tips.
Is it?
I won't say anything bad about him, don't worry, because I know he's your mate. When was the last time you went around his house? Close friends, are you?
Recently.
Yeah,
Recently,
yeah.
Just before Christmas.
Really?
On the way back from the Palace game.
Oh. Is he a football fan?
He is.
Who's his team?
Chelsea, season ticket holder. Very knowledgeable as well.
Is he?
Very.
We'll get him in tomorrow. You can read the sport.
We've got Loro doesn't turn up.
Mark Lawrenson tomorrow.
He'll turn up,
Loro.
Right, so when do you want these music questions?
Whenever you like. Do them now if you want.
Well, play a record and then we'll do them.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've only written four. Because I was struggling. I was trying to come up with easy ones, but, well, easy-ish ones.
Okay.
So, five 90s music questions coming up. Right?
One more to write now, then.
I'll write one during this.
Okay.
You'll be fine, Dave. Yeah. You'll be all right.
Do you want my book of hit singles upstairs?
I don't need it. I've got a mind of questions from the night. Well, four. I'll come up with another one in a minute, right? It's 9:22. This is U2. Just in case there is a 5 out of 5 in this music quiz, Brighty. There is an additional question, and Dominic will be the judge of that. Because it's a U2 question.
Alrighty, Rudy.
Alrighty, Rudy? No, yeah. He's not. He's in Barcelona. Right, 9:27, the brilliant U2. Right, so you ready for these questions, then?
How does it work? Do we get one each, or...?
These are 90s music questions. I will ask it, and then the first person to give me the answer wins.
Okay.
Okay?
Chris, I've got to say, I'm no authority on music.
Don't worry.
I'll do my best.
Don't worry. You'll get at least one, put it that way. Okay.
The thing is, you know everything that I know and don't know, don't you?
Not everything, but... Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one, these are 90s music questions.
Howard Jones.
Is the wrong answer.
Nick Kershaw's
not a bad guess.
That's
though.
Not 90s. The wrong answer too. What was the name of Eternal's debut album?
Eternal?
Yeah.
Always and Forever.
Is the right answer. Get in.
Good work.
Kelly's a friend of Mrs. Bright.
Yeah, they're not all associated with Michelle, I promise.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one to Brighty. Get in. Brighty one. Dave, none.
Nil.
Right. Who had a 90s hit with Your Woman?
Dave.
Yes?
Whitetown.
Is right. It's one apiece.
Is that 90s?
Yeah.
In 98?
96,
I think. Was it?
Mm. Okay, here we go. Next. Who supported Eternal when I saw them in 1994 in Wolverhampton?
Mark!
Yes?
Mrs. Bright.
Michelle Gale is the right. As I said, they're not all Michelle Gale.
But there is a theme.
Well, that's two to Brighty, one to you, Dave.
Yep.
Name Robbie Williams first.
Dave.
Yes?
Well, it's either going to be single or album. I'm going to say single, Freedom, cover the George Michael one in 96.
Is the right answer!
We gambled and paid off.
That's always a good question.
It's neck and neck.
Okay, so whoever gets this is the winner. Who had a 90s hit with... I'm going to jump in. Sweet...
Dave.
Mark!
Yes, Dave.
C.J. Lewis.
with Sweet Like Chocolate, Mark Bright.
Is it Shanks and Bigfoot?
Is the right answer!
Get it!
Well played.
Well done, Brighty.
Now we know why you're the Prince of Stoke.
Oh, he's flying. That's brilliant.
Very pleased with myself.
Very good.
You are an authority on
music.
Played
a good game there.
I'm not really. I'm not. I mean, I do my best.
God, you're good, man. You're good. Do you want to know what the last question would have been?
Yep.
It's only for fun. No phone, it's just for fun. U2's first number one of the 90s.
Oh, The Fly.
Correct.
Wow. And also, in 91, it knocked off Bryan Adams' Everything I Do and Do For You, because it was released as a limited edition.
No need to get nerdy, Dave. Off. Go on. Right, Boogie Pimps and LL Cool J coming up in just a second after we get the last news of the morning with Dominic and the last sport this week from the Prince of Stoke and 90s musical expert Mark Bright. It's just gone 9:30.
Severe weather warnings for the UK with more snow on the way and a stormy night in Europe for Manchester United and Chelsea. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Bird. Just gone 9:34.
Well done. Peter Reid blew us out at the last minute. Because he couldn't be bothered to come back from Barcelona, so the Prince of Stoke, Mark Bright, came in and was 1,000 times better anyway. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Bright.
Top man. Before you go, here's one for you. Who's the only Premiership player to have won the Premiership, the Champions League and the World Cup? He doesn't play for the Premiership at the moment. He's just recently left.
Just recently left. No. Marcel Desailly? No, it isn't.
No.
Obviously not. Premiership.
He left. He only recently left a couple of weeks ago. In the January window, of course. Oh. And it was for a Northern team he played for.
It's got to be ex-United, isn't it?
What?
Can't.
Anyway,
got a train to catch.
What?
Got a train to catch.
Okay, so thanks for coming in. I'm not going to tell you. It's going to bug you all day. Thank you for coming in. You're great, and we love you.
I'm only a phone call away.
Yeah. It's quite a far phone call. We've got to have a photo taken before you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Quickly.
I've got to go.
Come and have a quick photo and then we'll go then, all right.
Quickly.
Okay. Get the camera in. A quick photo with the Prince of Stoke before he goes. Seriously, do you want to take that pink shirt off and just put your coat on instead?
Dominic Byrne reads the news and Kerry reads the sports. Chelsea's taking phone calls and has the mental sorts. Rachel's here producing.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye, Brighty. Bye, mate.
The host of
Bye.
And he is Bye. Really lovely.
Bye. Right, get Reedy out of the cupboard for the last half hour. Hey.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's all time I have like a
national radio one.
Tomorrow on the show, by the way, if you're interested, I don't know who really would be interested in this. It's a bit of a kind of, there's only a prize really for kind of a small minority of people. But we've got two VIP pair of tickets to give away to Sunday's Carling Cup final, Liverpool and Chelsea. I don't know if anybody would be interested.
Someone will want them, won't they?
I suppose so, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, Nelson's a Liverpool fan, isn't he? The guy doing the sport editing.
The one with the silly shirt on.
Yeah.
It's not a silly shirt, it's a Liverpool shirt.
Yeah. Dominic, you're a Liverpool fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah. And Carrie's Chelsea. We should send a pair of you.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Got bad news for you, by the way, after the show at 10.
Why?
Morning meeting, you're not going. Right.
What?
Yeah. Talk about it later. Hey, well, you had to be told. Right, it's at 9:43. Also, as well, the Red Nose Rally starts. Hmm? We are flying up to Inverness a week today.
Yep.
And a week tomorrow we'll do the show live from Inverness and then get a helicopter, hopefully. Or a 2.5-hour drive through the snow to John O'Groats. Have a photo taken at John O'Groats, and then we start the Red Nose Rally. We're looking for prizes, please, from big companies and also the cash equivalent so that the Comet Relief pot gets definite money. And then we do a competition where we give away the prizes, people text into an answer, and the profits of that go to Comet Relief as well. So if you're a big company or a PR firm, whatever, and you can give us whatever it is, plus the cash equivalent. There are details if you want to phone up. It's 08700 100 100, but go to option 3. That's 08700 100 100. Option 3 will give you details about it. You can leave your name and number, and someone will call you back about it. Right?
Nice.
for Car Park Catchphrases. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car Park fans!
Must remind myself to switch the microphone on, sorry about that. Divvy. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm very good.
How was your holiday?
Right, OK, I'm not on holiday. Granted, I am getting later and later for work, OK? But don't you worry, next week I'm going to be on time every day. So
that's very funny, Chris.
Thanks very much.
I love that last record you played.
It's, yeah, LL Cool J with Hush.
Well, of course.
Of course, yeah. Anyway, Dominic is here, if you want to say hello.
Morning, Royston.
Good morning.
How are you?
Life is good.
Great news. Thank you very much. Here's David.
Hiya, Roy.
Good morning.
Are you well?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. It's nice to speak to you again. Oh, Alan wants a word.
Hi, Roy. Hi, Roy. Hello.
You know...
No, I don't think
you don't want to talk to Alan?
I'm not sure about that.
Right, okay.
Fine.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
Surprise.
You bothered?
Not really.
Okay, well.
But that's not very nice.
Right, let's get straight into it then.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi there, Chris. My name's Danny and I'm from Bradford.
Yay! Bradford is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
It's Leeds' better looking half.
Right.
Where's that?
Bradford,
right? Right.
Oh.
Yorkshire.
Yeah. One of the curry capitals of the world.
Curries are amazing, though.
They
can't
are.
Can't beat them.
Whereabouts in Bradford are you right now? Manningham Lane? No, hey.
I'm not in Manningham Lane. No.
Little Bradford joke there. Where are you?
I'm on Cutler Heights Lane on Commerce Court.
Right, okay. Very nice. Is that where your office is?
It is, yes.
Yeah, very nice. What do you do?
I'm a fashion designer, Chris.
Oh. Right, okay. Yeah. You design your own fashion?
I do, yes. I design and set the fashion for Bradford.
Good God.
Which isn't that good.
I was about to say, do you really want to be held responsible for Bradford's fashion?
No, I take that back, actually. I take that back. Bradford's just a base for me, that's all.
Right, are you putting Bradford on the map when it comes to the world of fashion?
We're trying. We're trying. It's very hard, though.
This summer, right, in Bradford, they're all going to be wearing, right, get this, jeans and trainers. It's a brilliant look, right? Here's my show. Here comes Alan. He's got a pair of Levi's on and Nikes. Brilliant. Right, here's Rachel. Wranglers, right, and Puma. But, you know, what you do is you mix and match, you see. You mix and match. It's great. And with that, with the jeans and the trainers, you can either wear, like, a T-shirt or a shirt, long and short sleeve, jumper, maybe. But it's always from the waist down. It looks jeans and trainers, but from the waist up, variation. It's brilliant.
That's very good, Chris. That's exactly what the fashion is like in Bradford.
Thanks very much. What are you driving?
I'm driving a BMW X5.
Nice wheels.
And
let's hear the horn then.
Okay, here we go.
Is your window wound down?
It is, yeah. Do you want to hear it again?
It's not, is it?
Do they not learn?
Well,
everybody knows you've got to wind your window down.
Yeah, I know.
It's down.
Say it. Right?
That's better.
It's a nice horn.
It's not a bad horn, is it? Right, hang on there then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, Chris. My name's Stuart and I'm from Rochester.
Hooray!
Rochester's another beautiful part of the world, isn't it, Roy?
Where's that?
Rochester, where's that? Stuart?
Just down in Kent in the southeast.
Oh.
Right, okay, that's lovely. What do you do?
I'm a central heating engineer.
Are you?
I am.
Have you given many power flushes recently?
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. Rachel's having a problem with her
pipes.
Yeah, and I said that she should get a power flush for her pipes.
Yeah, it can help.
Yeah?
Gives it a good clear out and gets rid of any sludge that's in there and what have you.
There's probably quite a bit of sludge.
Mm. Rachel was on the air the other day trying to blag a key, a bleeding key.
I still haven't got one, actually.
Yeah, roughly, just tell Rachel roughly how much this would cost to buy.
Probably about 50 pence.
There you go, Rachel.
I haven't found the bleeding key shop yet, though.
Well, have a bleeding look. You daft cow.
Dave!
Hey.
Shut up.
What are you driving, Stuart?
I've got a Citroen Berlingo.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it then.
Oh!
Roy!
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty indeed. Are you ready, Stuart?
I'm ready. Go.
Okay. Daniel, you ready?
I'm ready, bro.
Here we go.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, here we go then. Very exciting, isn't it, Daniel?
It is, yes. I can't work. Yeah.
It's jeans and trainers. Or, right, little twist, maybe for next summer, trainers and jeans.
That's the fashion, bro. I'm
telling
they
you.
They said I should make you something. I'll come down and make you something, free of charge.
No, just make it and send it in the post. That'll be fine. That'll be
all right, I'll do that then, bro.
Okay, that'll be great, bro. All right, here we go then. Mr. and Mrs. Fish are out for dinner in a posh restaurant in town. It's actually a revolving restaurant. Revolves 360 degrees, really, really slowly. It gives you great views of the city. You know what, Stuart?
What?
Mr. Fisher just popped to the loo. It must have been all those beers he had in the bar before. And he's just coming out the toilet now, and he's trying to find his table, but it's not where he thought it was. You know why? Who's that?
Stuart.
Yes, Stuart?
Room spinning 360.
Room spinning 360. That famous catchphrase, yeah?
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
It's the wrong answer. Daniel, see if you can steal it.
Yeah.
Can't find his table, of course, because... Yes, Daniel?
Where's my table?
Right, where's my table?
Oh, it's good, oh dear. But it's not right.
See, as the revolving restaurant turns, okay, so do the tables. They all move round, you see? So where he thought his table was, it's not there anymore because it's turning round. The table's moved. Yes,
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
You're right.
Yay! Still prefer where's my table though.
Yeah, that's good.
Well done, bro.
Revolving 360. Yeah. Okay. One to Daniel, none to Stuart. Come on, Stuart, son.
Get stuck in.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll see what I can do.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is spending the afternoon with his German buddy Helmut in a members-only sauna club in Cannock. The two of them are in the sauna now. Helmut's going red with embarrassment. I'm very sorry, Mr. Fish, but I seem to have forgotten my towel, says Helmut. Don't worry, you silly sausage, says Mr. Fish. We'll just get the attendant to bring one in for us. I'll just press the attendant call button. Excuse me, says Mr. Oh, is that Daniel?
It certainly is.
Daniel?
Is it throwing the towel?
Throwing the towel?
You're a winner.
Yay! Which is really what you should have done, Stuart.
Yep, I should have done a long time ago, I think.
Well, do you know what I mean? But listen, but don't worry, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right? Do you fancy a prize?
I wouldn't mind one, yeah.
Bye-bye. Cut you off. Bye. See what we did there, Daniel?
Very clever, mate. Very clever. Yeah.
See, what it is like, right, it's a shirt, but instead of having long sleeves, I have cut the sleeves in half. So
you come and work for me, Chris?
Do you pay well?
I do, yeah.
Right,
£6.20 an hour.
How much?
£6.20 an hour.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah?
I'll be there.
Good stuff.
Yeah. You could design us some really nice clothes. You could design us some clothes.
We could, yeah. Yeah. Could do it for you.
Rachel, what are you writing down?
He wins the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air box set.
Sounds good.
And it's signed by the bloke who played Jeffrey the Butler.
Who's that in the background?
That's my wife, Heather.
Oh. Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right. You see what I'm wearing, Chris? I'm wearing jeans and a short sleeve shirt and trainers. Now, I could, if I was going out, wear high heels. So, you can
mix
really
and
mix and match.
That's exactly what she's wearing now, Chris. Exactly what she's wearing now.
She's from Bradford, isn't she? You know what I mean?
That's it.
It's that Bradford look. Tonight she might be wearing a little short denim miniskirt.
Probably, yeah.
Going out on the Raz. You know? Anyway, Daniel.
Yeah.
Bye. Right, lovely. Ah, you suck them in, you cut them off. I came out wrong. You know what I mean? I gotta send it in that order. Anyway. You cut them in and you... Right, anyway. I think we need to get out of here. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Get into the world, UK/Radio 1.
It's the bird off of Pop World. Right, 5 minutes to Joe Wiley. This is our last track from Franz Ferdinand. So if you're lonely, you know I'm here waiting for you. I'm just a call.
that again, Allard.
There you go.
Just giving Allard a whipping.
Sorry! Ow!
There you go. Timing is everything.
Ow!
There you go. Lovely.
Ow!
Thank you to Mark Bright for coming in the Prince's Stoke. Yep. The reason, once again, to remind everybody that Peter Reid, who was definitely booked for the show, said he couldn't be bothered to come back from Barcelona, so he stayed there instead. Thanks, Reedy. Lifetime ban for you. Joe White is next. Have a great day. Tomorrow, Martin Lawrenson is here. And Liverpool-Chelsea tickets the other way. It's going to be a good show. Are you here, Allard?
Yes.
It won't be a good show, then.